Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Stand by. Your starting quarterback, Dylan Gabriel, set to talk in Berea right here on Baskin and Phelps. He's Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. I'm still trying to dissect what we heard from Kevin Stefanski today.
You're a little off the deep end today.
We're sitting here. This team is barely relevant in the NFL. I'm not trying to be mean, but let's take a deep dive into what they really are right now. I am still we went into this thing with four quarterbacks. The two veterans are gone. You can't tell me that if Deshaun Watson's healthy, I don't know how the Browns keep him off the roster. Go.
A little bit of news, gentlemen, courtesy of Zach Taylor, the head coach of the Cincinnati Bengals. Joe Flacco will be your starter on Sunday for the Cincinnati Bengals.
Wow. Okay.
Is Joe speaking today in Cincinnati? We can play that press conference
soon. I
figured you'd want to run that press conference today.
Let's get a lant on that.
Yeah, that sounds like a good lant job.
Will the first question at the Bengals press conference be about the backup quarterback? Okay, like only in Cleveland. We've got a veteran quarterback that was here that just got traded. You would think the first question to the head coach would be about the quarterback that just got traded within the division. Nope. It's about the third string quarterback and where we're going with this thing. And by the way, it was the right question to ask. I was just kind of shocked that it was the first one, but that's okay. I have no problem with that. You were trying to figure out if Shedeur Sanders is your backup quarterback. He is inching up the depth chart. I would think maybe, or is Bailey Zappe going to jump him?
And does it matter as long as Dylan Gabriel's healthy and playing okay?
He's one snap away, whoever
it
is.
Well, they all are.
Oh, all right, we're standing by for Dylan Gabriel. He should be talking momentarily. Is that fair, Dan, to say?
Sometime.
Is that a fair thing to say? Normally,
yes, it's as good as mine.
Okay, thank you.
We will do our darndest to keep you up to date on any developments when it comes to who will be speaking and why.
I have a lot of people that want to talk.
Speaking and why?
All right, Jeff. I mean, we just enter the 1 o'clock hour here today. Just give me your thoughts on this whole zoo that's going on. Is it maybe it's not a zoo? Maybe everything was absolutely predicted and planned. It does sound like, and I've had other people say to me, text me. This is the first time that Kevin's. It kind of feels like there's a disconnect between Kevin and Andrew.
I have had that from multiple people as well. I'm going to disagree. Andrew's job is to deal with the players in the roster, and Kevin's job is to coach them. And correct me if I'm wrong, and I might be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin didn't say he wasn't consulted on the trade, did he?
I don't think he was asked.
I didn't hear him say that. What I did hear him say is they called us.
Correct.
And we were kind of caught off guard by it.
Here is Joe Flacco on the trade. Here is Kevin Stefanski on the Joe Flacco trade.
The Joe trade took us by surprise. That was not something that we saw coming. You know, they called us, and you know it happened very fast and happened not too long ago. So still working through all roster type of things. I always have to be mindful of our players and our players' development, and I want to make sure that I'm always doing what's best for our players and, of course, our team. But, you know, with young players, I'm always thinking about last week making the change to Dylan. You have to think long and hard about that because these are young players that you're so invested in their development. So I'll let the week play out, make a decision later on that.
See, here's the thing. Joe had already been...
By the way, that was talking about the backup quarterback.
Yeah. Joe had already been demoted to second string.
Yes.
He's 40. He's not going to be here next year. They were 1-3 with him, and of the 38 ranked quarterbacks in the NFL, he was 37th. So it's not like, you know, it's not like you bench Troy Aikman here in his prime. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you trade him. Does it give you less of a chance to win? I don't know that it does, because Joe hadn't played very well here in the offensive system that he was given to use. I'm sure he'll play better in Cincinnati than he played here.
But he's got better targets, though.
But, well, better, yeah, without question. But you could make the argument that their offensive line is significantly more porous, that's for sure. I hope he doesn't get hurt, if you want to know the truth. Joe Burrow did.
Multiple times.
Mm-hmm. And so, though, to me, it's not as if the Browns said, we want less of a chance to win. You weren't winning with Joe, and he wasn't playing very well in this system. Maybe Dylan Gabriel gives you a better chance to win. Maybe Bailey Zappe gives you a better chance to win. Maybe Shedeur Sanders gives you a better chance to win. So I'm not losing any sleep over the fact that they traded Joe. I do think it's interesting they traded him to a division rival they're trying to catch, and they just moved from the sixth to the fifth round.
Yeah.
That's for Joe Flacco, okay, that's what you got. For giving your opponent a starting quarterback who they are going to start and who probably will do a better job for them than he did for you because of their talent that's around him, not much of a return, is it?
No, I'm just perplexed by it all. I don't want to shift into next year yet, and that's the hard part.
Because we did that on draft day.
I know. I don't want to do it, though. All right, we are standing by, and we are waiting for Dylan Gabriel's press conference, which should be coming up shortly here. I'm going to take a quick phone call. I think we have time. Nate in West Salem. Nate, if I got to cut you off, it's for the press conference. Go ahead.
And I'll be quick. Sure. You said earlier the only reason why we would send Joe to an AFC North rival is that we're trying to catch is that he's old and done. The other reason is that we're not actually trying to catch anyone.
True.
That's the reason, guys.
Mm. Which, right, Nate goes you. Back to, we knew what was going on draft day when they picked up an extra first round pick, and assuming in a better quarterback draft, they're going to take a quarterback.
Mm. Mark is at Amherst. Mark, go ahead. If I got to cut you off, it's for the press conference. Keep going.
Okay. I just wanted to say something about Kevin Stefanski and his offense. I think when you brought up that he likes to play it safe in the fourth quarter, he tries to win the game with his strength, which is his defense, and he is very predictable on his play calling at that point, puts a lot of pressure on that offense to get first downs.
Hmm. All right. Thank you, Mark. It's funny, Jeff, you brought it up earlier in the show, and I kind of forgot about it. His offense has really kind of dulled out over the last year. Since in this scenario where they're having trouble getting over 20 points, he isn't exactly like throwing the playbook or the kitchen sink at the other teams. And I felt like he used to. I felt like he would try more trick plays. He'd be like, what is he trying to do? Quit trying to be the smartest guy out there, you know? And I think fans, he can't win either way because fans are going to be, if it works, he's a genius. He's an idiot. He's not a very good, So.
Can I just give you something?
Do I have to?
Yeah.
Okay, then go.
What you just said about the play calling and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just throw this at you. You ready?
Yeah.
Baker Mayfield.
Okay.
Nick Chubb, Kareem Hunt. Jarvis Landry, Odell Beckham. Rashard Higgins, Donovan Peoples-Jones. Austin Hooper, Harrison Bryant, David Njoku. And the same line you have now, but with J.C. Treader at center and mm-hmm. Jed Wills at left tackle. What was that? That was the team Kevin coached to an 11-5 record. That team had some skill position guys.
Yeah,
didn't
they did. Yeah.
Yeah. And he knew what to do with it, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll give you that.
They were 14th in points in the NFL that year, 25.5 points per game.
I just
16th in yards per game.
Am I alone in thinking that it feels like there's a disconnect now?
Between the front office and the coach? No, I don't feel that
way
at all.
You don't think so at all?
No.
Dan, you feel that at all?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
I think it's interesting that Kevin Stefanski sounded like a guy who really didn't want to get rid of his veteran quarterback.
You know what a veteran quarterback is to a head coach? It's Linus's blanket.
Eh.
It's his security blanket.
But he talked about how much he likes developing these young guys. I mean,
well,
if you really love the development part of it, then you don't want the veteran guy. Well, you want the guys you can develop.
Andy, you probably didn't want the veteran guy the minute you made the trade in the first round.
But Flacco isn't a guy they had to bring back. They didn't have to.
Yeah, I still don't understand why they did.
I'm still trying to figure out why they picked up Kenny Pickett in the first place. I don't get that.
He would have been the guy to play if you were trying to win some games and see if you might have a quarterback who could be here long term.
Oh,
wasn't Joe.
He had all the Steelers' secrets. That's what it was. And now we just gave away all of our secrets.
Nobody had 15 wins and 25 starts in the NFL.
This is all just...
Dan and I are in huge agreement.
Yeah.
The minute that they made the trade, they immediately pointed the quarterback situation to next year, and really nothing that happens this year
then
matters.
Why did they unless just they, been saying it since
problem.
July?
If they were leaning towards next year, then why waste two draft picks on quarterbacks?
If they knew it
the minute they made the trade and said, okay, we don't want to have the number two pick. We're going to pick up another first-round pick for next year. We've already got two quarterbacks in-house.
I'll tell you
why.
All
we need is one more. We need one guy that we can develop, and maybe he'll be the two.
You're not going to like it. They drafted both of them because they thought they were the best guy on their board and intrigued them the most. And if you can develop a quarterback, Andy, that's currency in the NFL. You can trade a quarterback and get something in return.
But they had so many other... They definitely could have taken... You don't think they could have taken an offensive lineman in the third round?
And Andy, what if they had made this mediocre offense better to the point where you hurt yourself for next April?
Well, I don't know how drafting an offensive lineman rather than a quarterback, especially knowing that you had two quarterbacks that one you know probably isn't coming back next year. And then you had Pickett, who you have said, and I can agree with, that they had that. So why wouldn't they have just picked Gabriel or Sanders? I have a lot of trouble digesting the fact.
They apparently thought Shador was a really great value in the fifth round. That's the way the draft
They
works.
Could have drafted an offensive lineman. They could have drafted a wide receiver.
There's a million things
they could have done other than draft two quarterbacks and continue the drama chain in Northeast Ohio.
One of them's playing already. Forget the drama, Andy. They're trying to build a football team. And I didn't say win games, did I? They're trying to build a football team.
If I was trying to build a football team, knowing that I had two veteran quarterbacks and going on your premise that once they made the trade, they were going to draft their quarterback next year, I sure as you know what would have drafted an offensive lineman. Stand by. Dylan Gabriel's coming up here pretty soon.
They've got offensive linemen.
All right, let's take a really quick timeout. We'll come back. I do think Dylan Gabriel's going to hit the podium here any second. So once he does, we'll break back in. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.